Your Excellencies, panelists, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to contribute what we have seen in Maban County Hospital. The situation in the refugee camps may differ a bit. That is, people seeking refuge to South Sudan at a time when South Sudan itself is in war. So far since 2011, we've been evacuated more than 7 times. The problem evacuation creates in the hospital, because most of the people who are relocatable will be evacuated to where they had come from. In such a situation, then the hospital will be left with a very few people who will remain behind. It also happened that the relations between the host community and the refugees sometimes results in fighting. With this situation, conflict situation, it makes it really difficult for the referrals in the first place, though we have actually referral system is good. UNHCR has provided a big number of ambulances in all facilities in the 4 camps. The issue which is remaining is patients are referred, but when coming now, like what my colleagues have already mentioned, when we need blood, it is a challenge. It is a challenge from where? It is a challenge from the communities. The communities don't accept donating blood. We have gone, we reached the extent of going to the camps and introducing the leaders of the camps so that we can get mobile blood donors in such a way that they are known when such a situation strikes, we are able to get them. The other thing is, during crisis, those facilities may have emergencies, but there will be no way for them to reach the referral hospital, which is at the center. We had a number of, since January last, I mean this year, up to this moment, we have already encountered like 6 ruptured uterus. Only 2 babies were able to actually get alive. Otherwise, the rest, we got all of them are dead, though we did the C-section and checked. Very few, if you compare 6 to 2, it's only just very little saving, life saving. They will also make it difficult for follow-up in ANC. So that we could have, if the ANC was really running well, we could have discovered the complications of pregnancy or labor earlier so that we can prepare for it. But this one is not happening because of that. The issue is also the problem of education. We have not educated the community, the women and men as well, in those facilities and in the facilities in the camps. There are issues like you can request ladies to come and follow up. They may not come in time. They always surprised that they have gone to one camp to another. The same thing is happening with the host communities. The second thing is that relation between the host community and the refugees. It is the solutions are supposed to be actually done, collective efforts that we can solve the problem. But when there is such conflict between the host community and the refugees becomes a bit difficult for us to bring them together. The other issues is the refugees, some communities in the refugees are still practicing some few things which I think are not really comfortable with the services we are talking about. We still have FGM, female genital mutilations. We still have early marriage. Those all contribute to difficult labor. And when difficult labor is there, becomes not a challenge when you have so many. Yes, some will be brought, others will be missed, and then they are brought at the late stages. When you come to the personnel, the health personnel who are working in the hospital, most of them are from outside. Okay, I came with a number of them. They are refugees. We came together to the present location. We were together in Kurmuk, and then we moved together to Maban. What I could really realize is that it will be most important if we actually have the refugees to give services to the people, because this is why they will be there. And it remains the same problem of what of qualified staff. Bringing them from outside, they can't remain in the war areas, and they have to go back, and when they go for a leave, they will not come back. These are the situations that we are in. Thank you so much.